Ladies and gentlemen, you know the one that goes, I want to scream at the top of my lungs.
No, that's spoilers.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. There will be no spoilers today. Live at the Yurt. What? It is now ripping, ladies and gentlemen. Cool. For those of you unfamiliar with hacker terminology, ripping means recording to an audio format known as MP3, ladies and...
MPEG compression layer 3, technically.
There you have it. Our expert witnesses testify. I think I need to play some Tammy Terrell and Marvin Gaye. In a second, I think I may need to play some Tammy Terrell and Marvin Gaye. Okay, acapella some more.
All right, ready? What do we know?
Remember the day I set you free? I told you you could always count on me, girl. From that day on, I made a vow. I'll be there when you want me, some way, somehow. Cause baby, there ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, babe.
People are cheering.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, they're really loud right here.
Yeah, it's only loud right here. Okay. All right, are you putting some
people across the quad cheering.
This works now. Okay. So,
oh, my God.
Okay, George and I are going to do our thing in a second, okay?
Okay, yeah. First, we're going to listen to one Marvin Gaye song.
What's their thing?
They're going to do...
We're going to read that.
Yo, no, it's ridiculous.
It's really stupid.
No, it's really cute.
Over. From my wife. And that's a card.
Press me the folder. I don't want FF.
You got it to work?
Yeah.
It works mostly. Like there's no Peter, where is the M section? Did you delete it so I couldn't do
talk to the mic?
Oh, when it's starting up, it doesn't have
a you have to wait a few seconds. So but
just welcome, come to the yurt. How do we put FX on it? What? Hey, people walking by. Come in.
Describe them.
A group of girls walking down the road.
We know what you look like. You're looking at us right now.
Come act and sing.
Okay, you want Marvin Gaye?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Welcome. Please enter.
Okay, I'm getting there. I'm almost there. Oh, crap.
No, it's under G.
No, it's under
M. Very deep.
Okay, hang on.
It just was.
It will be.
I see four people walking, and they want to enter the yurt. Hopping. Moving feet fast.
Backward
walking, skipping, jumping, what can you do? Some backflips. Show us that body, come on.
Oh my God, I'm there. I'll help you.
Come strut your stuff. How do we do this?
I'll sing it
to be loved by you.
Yes, baby.
You know it's sweet.
I'll sing it is to be loved by you. Ooh, baby.
Woo! You know it's sweet.
Someone's arms. And there you
are. Let's join the party.
I need someone to understand my ups and downs. And there you were. With sweet love and devotion. Deeply touching my emotions. I wanna stop. And thank you, baby. I wanna stop. And thank you, baby. Hey now, how sweet it is to be loved. Just a bore.
All the things I did since I've done them before. Please hold, we're getting ready. Enjoy the musical styles of Mr. R.J. Leland, who are dancing like a fool. Having somehow learned that the famous Batman and Bruce Wayne were one and the same person, a man calling himself Jones persuaded Batman to go away with him under the threat of revealing his secret. 2 weeks later, an impersonator wearing Batman's costume appeared in Metropolis. The imposter looked and spoke so much like Batman that even Robin and Clark Kent, who is Superman, were fooled. And after appearing at two huge mass meetings where he made rabble-rousing, un-American speeches, the impersonator led Robin into an ambush and then disappeared. While Superman, who by that time knew the truth, perfected a plan to locate his missing friends, Batman and Robin were reunited far upstate in an old prison barracks dating back to revolutionary days. There, as prisoners of the mysterious Mr. Jones, they were shackled by heavy chains around their ankles to iron staples embedded in the beams. As we join them now, they are pressing their ears against a thin crack in the wall through which they have just overheard a conversation between Jones and the man he calls Ed, Batman's impersonator. Listen.
Holy smokes, Batman. Jones said he's going to ring down the curtain on us tonight.
Yes, I heard him, Robin.
What are we going to do? Just wait here like mice?
Got any good suggestions?
Not even a bad one. Look, why do you?
Hold it. Here comes Jones now.
Intermission.
What are we going to do? Just wait here like mice?
Got any good suggestions?
Not even a bad one. Look, why do you...
Hold it, here comes Mr. Jones now.
They're in here, Ed.
Yep, here they come.
Listen, Robin, if they come close enough for us to get our hands on them...
I get it, Pappy.
Good morning, gentlemen. I hope you're quite comfortable.
Never felt better, Mr. Jones.
Ah, we're crazy about your hotel, Jonesy. Especially the sleeping accommodations.
Uh-huh.
Nothing like a good hard floor to keep a fellow feeling fit, I always say.
Haha, uh-huh. I'm glad you haven't lost your sense of humor, Robin. We are having an echo.
Yeah.
We're coming back now.
All right, we got an echo now. Ha ha. I'm glad you haven't lost your sense of humor, Robin.
Don't go any closer, Ed. These chaps might forget their manners.
Oh, come on. You needn't be shy.
Yeah, step right up and shake our hands.
Smart little punk, aren't ya?
Oh, boy. Come just a bit closer and repeat that, bud, please.
Stay right where you are, Ed.
If you think I'm afraid of these guys,
footsteps.
Grab him, Batman.
Back, you fool.
Scuffling.
Missed him.
Ah, tough luck, chum.
From here in, Ed, I suggest you forget your stupid bravado and do as you're told or you'll regret it.
You can say that again.
Now, let's get down to business. Batman, I want you to do me a favor.
Really? This ought to be good?
Yeah, I can't wait to hear it.
Well, spill it, Jones.
It's really quite simple, Batman. I just want you to tell me in which banks or vaults you have your safe deposit boxes, and I want to give you to give me the numbers of your boxes.
That's all, eh?
Are you kidding?
I figure you must have the bulk of your wealth in securities, bonds, and stocks, and so on, in your safe deposit box. Since it was never possible for Ed or myself to follow you into bank vaults, we couldn't learn just where your safety deposit boxes are or their numbers, and Ed must have that information so as not to arouse the suspicion of the vault guards. You understand?
Sure, I understand, all right. But if you think I'm going to give you any of that information, you're crazy.
And how?
Maybe this will help you see things my way, Batman.
Ah, oh.
Put that gun down, Jones.
Don't be ridiculous. The revolver is pointed at Robin, and at this distance, I can't possibly miss him. Now, do you tell me what I want to know, Batman, or do I fire?
Now wait.
He's bluffing, Batman.
You should realize by now that I don't bluff. Now I'll count to three. If by the time I reach three, you still haven't talked, Batman, it will be the end of Robin. One.
Don't tell him, Batman.
Two.
He's going to finish us anyway.
Three.
Wait. I'll tell you.
No.
I thought you would.
No. Don't, Batman. Don't talk. You know he's going to finish us anyhow. And you heard him say so.
I can't stand here and watch him shoot you, Robin.
Of course not. Now, tell me what it means.
Alright, here it is.
Music.
I've just come from the Daily Planet radio station, Lewis. It's all set.
What's all set, Clark?
The broadcast of the recording of Mr. Jones' voice. You know, the one I found in Batman's study.
Yes. The station has agreed to run it?
Yes, that's right. They broadcast it once every hour. With the announcement that anyone who identifies the voice will be paid $10,000.
$10,000?
Yeah.
But why, Clark?
Well, as I told you the other day, I'm sure this man Jones is responsible for Batman and Robin's disappearance. And I'm also sure that Jones isn't his right name.
But how can you be sure?
Because I've heard this voice before somewhere, Lewis. In public, I think. And it didn't belong to anybody named Jones.
I see. But how can you?
I figure that somebody who hears your recording of this voice will be able to identify it.
With a chance to win $10,000, practically anyone within reach of the planet wavelength will listen.
That's what we hope.
But we're only a local station, Clark. Suppose Jones, or whatever his name is, hangs out, well, say, 1,000 miles away. And it's unknown out there.
Taking care of that. This morning, I personally delivered copies of the recording to 500 radio stations in every part of the country. So you see, there's nothing.
You personally delivered recordings all over the country this morning?
That's right.
Well, how could you?
How could I what?
You mean you sent them out? Airmail.
Well, not exactly.
Clark, what are you stuttering about?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I'm just nervous, Lois. About Batman and Robin, I mean. I'm sure they're in great danger.
I'm worried too, Clark. Fantastic as it sounds, I'm beginning to believe you were right. And that it wasn't Batman who made those un-American speeches.
Oh, I'm positive it wasn't. If only...
What's the matter?
10:15. Time for the planet announcement. I bought this portable radio down so you could hear it.
Oh well, turn it on.
I am.
Snap on radio, there, listen.
Radio warming up.
And now we're going to play a recording of the voice. It's the voice of a man. And if anyone can properly identify it, he or she will be paid $10,000.
Quiet voice.
Huh, I didn't say anything.
Here it is. Listen closely, please. Strange or not, I insist you come to my place with me now to discuss the matter.
That's Jones, isn't it, Clark?
Yes.
It's not a cock and bull story.
What's he talking about? It doesn't make any sense.
We cut out Batman's voice so as not to confuse anyone.
Oh, I see.
That's sheer nonsense, as you'll find out. We're wasting time. I insist that you come away with me once.
There you are, ladies and gentlemen. Can you identify that voice? Well, there's $10,000 waiting for you if you can.
That's all there is, snap off radio.
Now, if only someone can identify that voice before it's too late. It's our only chance to save Batman and Robin.
Music. Will somebody identify the voice of this latest Mr. Jones before it is too late? It is the middle of the afternoon, and in his office in the Daily Planet of Lois Lane, Clark Kent paces the floor anxiously.
For heaven's sake, sit down, Clark. You're wearing a path in the carpet.
Oh, hang the carpet. That recording has been on the air for over 5 hours now, Lois. But nobody has called
time.
Time is one thing we haven't got.
Well, I know.
For all we know, it might already be too late to save Batman and Robin.
Oh, now look here.
And another thing I counted on hasn't worked out either.
What's that?
I learned that Batman's impersonator has appeared at the bank the other day. Forged Batman's signature and drew out all his cash.
He did?
Yes. I happen to know that most of Batman's fortune is in securities. I don't know where he keeps them, but I left word at all the banks that if anyone
phones. Oh, just a minute.
Pick up receiver.
Clark Kent speaking. Who? Oh, yes. Mr. Anders? He did? When?
What is it, Clark?
He's there now, you say?
What is it?
No, hold him. Stop him somehow. I'll be there at once.
Hangs up.
So long.
Clark, what is it?
Batman's impersonator is at the Metropolis Trust Company now. In their safety deposit vault.
He is.
Yes. I'm going right out there. Keep your fingers crossed. I'm in time, Lois.
Rushing from his office to a deserted storeroom, Clark Kent swiftly strips off his business suit to reveal the blue costume and brilliant red cape of Superman.
Up, up, and away. Flying music.
Then he streaks away through the bright afternoon sky, bound for the Metropolis Trust Company. Will he arrive in time to seize Batman's impersonator and perhaps Mr. Jones, too? There's a full minute in tomorrow's exciting episode, fellows and girls. So be sure to listen. Tune in, same time, same station, for Chapter 8 of Batman's Great Mysteries and the Adventures.
We're in the yurt right now. That was a little mogwai. Yeah. And now we're in the yurt, and we're gonna figure out what we're eating for dinner tonight.
Feedback right there. We had a little feedback problem. Okay. So, we're in the yurt right now. That's a feedback problem. Was that the okay. Yeah, that works pretty well, I guess. So what are we gonna eat for dinner tonight?
Yeah, it seems like we have every
single one. Possibly some
peas. Can you hear us outside? Can you hear us, RJ?
Can you hear us, RJ?
Oh, yeah, yeah, come on.
We're not really loud, but it sounded like it was, but it's definitely very audible.
Us talking?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was like louder than the speakers.
Okay, cool.
Well,
so,
that's good.
What we have for dinner tonight is we have some pasta, and we have some bread.
It's garlic bread.
Yeah.
Garlic bread. Oh. It's just like shiny. Yeah.
This is garlic bread by Saga.
It's pretty good. I like to say it a bunch of it. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
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 Woo!
Can I put more
garlic? Toby officially has permission to put more garlic on garlic bread and pretend to cook it.
Yeah.
So we do a high risk activity.
So everybody can do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's check our list of high risk activities. We're all comfortable here, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Hello, everybody. We're not being recorded right now.
George, it was a joke.
All right. What? This is our bag. This is okay, we have an activity called Finn and Barrett. And this exercise asks the participants to play a game in which they attempt to make one another smile. This icebreaker
is
expected.
Yeah, this is sounding like
that's the goal, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to do it? I want something, I want an extreme thing to tell you about.
You're playing a game where you're
like, oh, that's dangerous.
How about an awareness of self?
That sounds high risk.
okay. All right. Any room that will accommodate the methods of presentation chosen by the participants. See step one. All right. Okay, fine. All right. Let's see. At one group session, the facilitator. Is there activities?
Okay. I think I said box.
At one group session, the facilitator introduces the assignment of the autobiographical sketch, which is to be completed before the next session, or by a date specified by the facilitator.
I don't think that's true.
Okay. Yeah, that's how you do it. Like, everybody closes their eyes and somebody goes around and, like, somebody's, like, the first thing you know.
Here.
Yeah.
What's an area?
I'll do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, Peter, you're playing.
Yeah. Wait, Peter, you're playing. Yeah.
Okay, so, in Mafia, okay, there's a nighttime and a daytime, okay? And there's going to be two Mafia people and a stupid, okay? The point is to try and kill the Mafia. During daytime, everyone has a chance to talk about who they think Mafia might be. And then,
and then
what you do is you talk about it. Let's say you wanted to accuse Aja of being Mafia. You'd say, I am, she's Mafia. And then eventually somebody would call a co-op and walk over to her and be like, okay, now vote the final words on Aja. So then get everyone to vote, okay? And then Aja would get her final words if there's more majority. And then she'd have a chance to be like, come on guys, look at me, I'm not Mafia. Look, like, come, this is my first time. If we kill Aja, I'll tell you whether she's Mafia or not. It goes straight to nighttime. If you don't kill Aja, it goes back to daytime. You guys can talk about it more and decide what you want to do. There'll be two Mafia. Okay. And then if you kill Aja, it turns to nighttime. If you guys take too long, I'll give you warnings. Or if you kill somebody, it goes to nighttime. At nighttime, I'll say Mafia 1 head up, Mafia 2 head up, and then they get to try and kill people. Okay? When there's two Mafias, the last thing is that during nighttime, I also say there's a stool pigeon. Right? The stool pigeon gets the chance to hold up their head and point at somebody, and like they'll point at RJ and be like, and I'll either nod my head yes or nod my head no, whether they're Mafia. So the stool pigeon is the one person who can find out if Mafia.
But you can't say it. You can't say it to the stool pigeon.
Yeah, but it'll get you killed. So you probably don't want to let away the stool pigeon. Or you can.
Or the same policeman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or, like,
stool pigeon's on the search one.
Okay, so that's the way this game works. Okay.
Yeah,
okay, so everyone, okay, it's nighttime, put your heads down, and slap your hands on your legs. Okay,
here. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
and me here.
Just like start and try to figure it out.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. Yeah,
I don't really get it either.
Yeah, I can hear her talking.
She's right at the door.
It's a bit of a you want to try it. Okay, it's my time. Everyone, keep your eyes closed. Okay, keep your eyes closed. Okay, if I tap you on the head, you are Mafia. If I tap you on the shoulder, you are stool pigeon. You understand me? I'm very serious. Okay, tap on the head means you are the Mafia, and serious things are going to happen to that which is Mafia. Okay, don't open your eyes. It's not fair to other people. Okay, so if I tap you on your head, you are the Mafia. Shoulder, stool pigeon. Okay, now Matthias, head up. Anyone, only Matthias, put your head up right now, okay? People I tapped on the head, please put your head up, open your eyes, okay? Okay, Mafia, look at one another, okay? Okay, Mafia 1, Mafia 2. Mafia, put your heads down. Stupid thing, put your head up and point your finger. You point it at someone you think it might be. I'll tell you. Head down, Stupid Vision. Okay.
One might think they were suspicious.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. One might think. Peter's face. Okay, I'd like to call vote on Peter. Look at this guy.
Okay, we're calling vote on Peter.
You guys saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
Vote for offense.
Yeah. No. It's obviously not me. That's all.
Okay. So I call vote on Peter.
Yeah, call him.
Okay, okay, vote to whether you want to hear his final words or not.
Wait, what?
Oh, you kill him?
No. He gets one final chance to defend himself before we
kill
him.
Okay.
Final
say
words. Okay. But yeah, that was majority. Final words.
Peter, as I said before, there's no reason to think that it's me. Because I'm obviously not it. That's all I have to say.
Okay, vote to kill Peter.
You don't have to kill someone around.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, you should.
Otherwise,
so
you
just keep killing people?
Yes.
People
die.
Dead
yes, Mr. Shady.
And wait, and after someone kills you, you have to
okay,
say what you're doing.
I hope you're dying this first round, so you can go ahead and kill me.
What?
You don't work out.
Okay, fine. Don't kill me then.
Let's kill him.
Yeah,
let's just kill
him. Yeah. Let's kill. Let's have it. Alright, both final words, RJ. Final words, RJ.
I'm obviously not. I still have a reason.
What's your
kill? RJ, are those viewers out there feeling bad?
A tiny bit.
Yeah.
What's your kill, RJ?
Please.
See? No one wants to kill
him.
Okay.
I'm not.
Okay. It was night. RJ was on his rollerblades. You got
it. RJ would never work.
And
Mate,
he was innocent. Nighttime. Everyone, close your eyes. Okay. Nobody put your eyes up unless you are somebody special. Okay. And Mafia 1. Only Mafia 1, open your eyes. Okay. And who do you want to shoot? Mafia 1, head down. Mafia 2, head up. Who do you want to shoot? Okay, head down, Mafia 2. And now, Stool Pigeon, put your head up, and why don't you take a guess? Okay, head down. Okay, it is daytime. During the night, two people were shot.
You don't kill two people.
No, they're just shot.
They're shot.
Not killed.
Okay.
I don't know your name.
Amber.
Amber, okay. I thought that would be her. Amber was
shot in the leg.
And Tyler shot in the shoulder.
That was the last. All the specific details to make a great story.
Okay, accused.
So what's the relevance of getting shot?
Yeah. What?
Well, it's not.
The mob here are trying to kill you so they can win.
If you get shot again, do you die?
No, you have to
I thought it was like one person was killed every night time.
No, really? Yeah. I think that they play like they have to try and coordinate their shots. So I can get.
But that game goes on forever.
Hey, is there anything that's really odd the way Jordan's acting right now?
Yeah, I think he is actually.
Yeah, I've been noticing this like ever since we started playing this game.
Oh
yeah.
That's okay, George, just say it about you
too. No, it's not me. It's just my eyes are itching.
Okay, wow.
That was really bad, George.
Who wants to kill a man with pickaxe?
Final words on George.
I do not have pickaxe.
Okay.
George is mafia. Yes! Night time! Okay, now that there's only one mafia, it's one shot kill. Mafia. Head up! Kill him! Kill him!
Head down. So we're just slapping too fast.
No, Jordan! Head up! Head down. Head down.
Yeah. As the yurt was intended for community announcement purposes, let it be known to all that at 2:45 p.m. on Sunday, today, there will be a kickball game in front of the library on what is known as the library lawn. Thank you. Okay, thank you. The person near the RCC can probably hear that there is a kickball game at 2:45 on the library lawn.
We can just naturally work it into conversation. The father made fetuses with flesh-licking ladies while you and your mother were asleep in the trailer park. Thunderous sparks from the dark of the stadiums, the music and medicine.
Incestual would be like celestial and incestuous.
Okay. Once again, there's a kickball game this afternoon.
Okay. Wait,
there was a lock.
No, you go.
If we open the door, Tom, it will feed back.
Gibson, can you hear us? What do you want?
You're coming to see what's going on, huh? I can't really hear you. Yell a little bit louder.
I think I'm going to leave
after. Okay, Tom, we'll see you later. Bye, Tom. Yeah, we're using the stereo mic and the Omni mic.
To broadcast a game of Mafia.
We'll be seeing you later, Tom.
Let's
go. You can go now.
Back to the killing. Peter, stop it. Back to the killing.
Yeah, that's the cool part.
What?
Okay. And she was shot. And so
yeah,
she
was killed. She's all right. You guys can close in the circle a little bit. So
okay.
Back out.
Oh, yes. Okay. Okay, I want to know.
Yeah.
It's either you or you.
Why did you?
Why? Thank you.
Yeah.
You were like super quick to accuse George. I don't know. I don't have any better ideas.
Oh yeah, but I was right, wasn't I?
Yeah, I don't think it's
fucker.
But
this I'm trying to
talk to you. I really don't. I don't know how to play this game. As long as you saw that, I don't think this is like.
Well, it's gonna be soon. So.
Yeah.
Hi.
We're just gonna play a lot.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
We're playing Mafia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any
music out there?
No, it is this out there.
It's kind of sad.
Okay, let's wrap this game up then.
No, come on,
okay,
okay.
Okay.
Fish.
Okay, fish.
Right, that's what I mean.
You're
we'll
his heart?
Yes.
Why?
Because,
well, I don't know, she's a big question. I don't know,
thank you.
He's pretty shitty looking.
Thanks, Papa.
But you got shot, though.
So
yeah,
cool. Yeah, oh, yeah, I do that as well.
Yeah, the other one could
have
been
on that.
I've seen, like, lots of people, like,
kill
with
the
office.
Yeah,
but
then he
didn't know. He's like, no, it could be this.
Okay, so how many people vote?
It's not.
Yeah. Okay,
how many
vote?
I do.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Oh my god,
it's
on
the You're gonna fail if you vote for me.
Okay, vote to kill Tyler.
Yeah.
Nighttime!
Hi!
We were! Yeah. Okay, hang on! Down your legs, come on, guys! Woo! Okay, and Mafia, head up, please! Thank you. And, yeah, next week. Down, down, and time for stupid shit! Nighttime!
We're done.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You're being quiet. Yeah, we're very, very. It's not
that
No, it's really not me,
though. Yeah, it's definitely
I'm
sitting
here.
Do I
have my phone? It's more,
Final words,
You're doing one of your own. That's all I should say.
That's all I should say.
Hey,
guys, it's her call. Okay, now vote together.
I vote. Obviously, woman. Hello. Hello.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Oh, you guys
are okay.
Sick. Rock
on.
This is obviously Marissa.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you
know, we're just saying that because I just said what if Peter? Oh, so you're sick. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I'm really not, but you obviously are because you're really positive that I am.
I still think that.
I think it's
not gonna
do. It's one of these because they're being so quiet.
You guys 2 minutes.
You
guys have 2 minutes to kill somebody.
Well, I say plus
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's
almost
scary.
I don't think it's
2 minutes, guys.
I don't know.
Final words on Marissa.
She also has another morning coffee.
Final words on Marissa. Oh.
No,
you guys probably got something.
Okay,
fine,
to vote.
Okay.
Marissa.
Okay, come on, guys. You guys really think of this. Vote, final word, Marissa. Okay, final word,
Marissa. Okay, well, it's totally obviously not me. And it's obviously Gary, because as soon as I accuse him, he accuses me. So, he's Mafia, and I think you guys make a really big, fat mistake of you.
Don't
look at me.
Okay, is that yeah. Okay, vote to kill Marissa. Oh,
majority.
Oh, my
dress up, but it's rocking out. I don't know, but bass guitar?
Electric.
What, electric guitar? Yeah, and then it shocked me to death.
Because it was ready to buy Mafia! High five! High five!
Okay. Okay, understand, when I say Mafia head up, all the Mafia will put out, and Mafia head up also. Mafia head up. Okay, now, do the crazy business. Stupid Jim! Head down. Oh, yeah, yeah. Daytime!
Okay.
Defending myself. If you want to kill me, that's fine.
Let's kill them.
It's Ada. Like, you guys are all in like 30 seconds. You're all like, okay, wow. It was Ada.
I was saying me.
What were you saying? No. Like 30 seconds. Everyone else knows.
You're being more quiet than like.
No, it's not her.
You guys can.
She opened up her eyes and said, "One more."
It's not a day for my eyes.
It's a day for having fun.
She's
going to get you all that she wants.
She's going to want all that she wants.
She's gone tomorrow.
Just one more.
is her baby. Hey. Live from Hampshire College's almost round broadcasting building is a radio play. Students of adoring fans, cheer. You can tune in on the web at yurt.org, I think. Can you? At yurt.org. That's right. Y-U-R-T period O-R-G. Return. Caller.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, caller?
Hello.
Hi, how are you, caller?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good.
Can I ask my calling?
I just found out how I can do it on my computer, here in my dormitory room.
You can just go outside.
But I'm allergic to the sunlight.
You what?
Allergic to the sunlight.
You kill yourself.
Okay.
What's your name, caller?
Pause.
There's someone here, caller.
Oh.
She's wearing a shirt that says Irish Girls.
Wow.
would you like... Never mind.
The lights are funny.
What?
The lights are quicker than the Dickens.
Do you want to meet me?
Shadow, he's on.
Hello. Okay. Listeners.
Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Gentlemen and ladies. You're about to hear a rendition of The Shadow. That's right. Popular Orson Wellesian play on radio, The Shadow. I will be the 1-2-3-4 voice. So now, without further ado, can you play the drum roll? So now, without further ado... Which means to God in French. Well, without further ado, we will have. Without further ado, we will have a distraction of sorts.
Hey, RJ.
Hey.
Hey. How's it going?
Okay, that's fine. Play me. Without further ado, we have. We have.
The Shadow.
The Shadow knows.
Blue Hole presents The Shadow, the mystery name strikes terror into the very hearts of sharpsters, lawbreakers, and criminals. Today, the Death Triangle.
On this day, December 22nd, 1913, Borough of the Authority of Devil's Island, you, Pierre Martin, are hereby sentenced to 100 days in confinement.
100 lashes in the presence of the imprisoners. Warning all who attempt to escape. Let the punishment begin.
Drum roll.
I will find a devil who
trade me. One. 1!
We'll learn his name.
2!
I will kill him!
Thrice!
I will find him and kill him!
4!
I will kill him!
5! 6! 7! 8!
Ladies and gentlemen, we brought to you of Oregon Music, a special flash from our affiliated press service, New York, December 12th, 7. Shadow has been found. Dr. James Evans, world famous child surgeon, told reporters this afternoon that a wounded man who claimed to be the Shadow away in Dr. Evans' private clinic at the point of a gun forced into a bullet. The wounded man then revealed that he was none other than the serious character who has waged a one-man war against crime, Shadow. Before Dr. Evans could report the case to the police, however, the Shadow mysteriously disappeared. The famous surgeon believes the Shadow has little chance of surviving his wound. Our organ recital now.
Ring, ring, ring. Hello, Dr. Evans speaking.
Ha ha ha! Dr. Evans, the man you claimed to operate upon was fake. The real Shadow has not been wounded.
The Shadow? You are the Shadow?
Yes, Dr. Evans. You don't seem surprised.
I'm not. I've been hoping you'd get tired of me. A statement I issued was false.
False! Come now, Dr. Evans. A man of your high standing in the medical world does not issue false statements with a very grave reason.
There was a very grave reason. I need your help. An acquaintance of mine, Raymond Dupril, the financier, has received a death threat.
Have you notified the police?
No, he refuses to do that.
Then let him take the consequences! Yes. Dr. Evans, have you also received a death threat?
Yes, I have.
Before I made this call, I investigated your past, Dr. Evans.
My past is a matter of public knowledge.
You were once a political prisoner on Devil's Island. You escaped 20 years ago with 3 other men, Raymond Dubril, the banker, and Pierre Martin, the concert pianist.
Yes, but convictions were reversed by a high court a year after we escaped.
I know it was proved that you 3 were innocent, but what about the 4th man who escaped with you, the murderer?
Doug Corvey, you were caught and then back to Devil Island.
After the escape, one of you betrayed him to the police.
I don't believe that.
What else should mark you for death?
Then you know Corvey escaped from Devil Island the second time, months ago?
Yes, Dr. Evans.
Then you're interested, you'll help?
Yes, I will help, but only because your life is in danger, Doctor. The world can ill afford to lose the skill and genius that has saved the lives of countless children.
You overestimate my important data. Will you help?
Yes! When and where does the Corvette warning say he will strike first?
At Dubril's Long Island estate tonight.
How do you know this warning came from Corvette?
Dubril received a Mitch music box in the shape of a coffin in the mail this morning.
A musical coffin?
Yes, and when the lid of the coffin is raised, the music box plays a tune Bill Martin, Corvette. And myself whistled as a danger scene while we were paying our escape from Devil Island.
Where is Dubril, Dr. Evans?
At his Long Island estate. Martin is staying with him. I'm traveling out there to spend the night. I'd hope you'd come and help.
I will help you, Dr. Evans. Tell Dubril and Martin that the Shadow will be there tonight. Hey, we need the organ.
Ding dong.
Good afternoon, Martin. Is Mr. Quentin at home? No, his line is not. You know where to reach him. He may be at his club.
No, I'm not there.
Well, his office.
Yes, everywhere. Nobody's seen him all day.
Well, is there anything I can do?
Be sure and stay here in case he comes home. I'll call you on the phone later.
Yes, miss.
I've got to find him. I've just got to. I've got to find him on. Maybe Dr. Evans knows more than he told newspapers. His office said he might be at home.
Car sounds.
Yes, miss?
It's Dr. Evans here. I must see him.
I beg your pardon, miss, but are you another reporter?
Yes, and I must see Dr. Evans. It's important. It's a matter of life or death.
I'm sorry, miss, but Dr. Evans has nothing to say to the press. He's not at home.
But I must see him. I must find him.
I'm sorry.
That's Dr. Evans' car.
Yes, miss. I'm not at liberty to say, miss.
Never mind. I'll find out myself. Taxi.
Door shut.
Ma'am.
Taxi? Where to?
Follow that big limousine. No, the green house on the license plate.
That's a doctor's car, miss. I meant to break a lot of traffic laws with the red lights.
Never mind. I'll be the fine, but don't lose sight of that car from it.
Okay, lady. But this is going to be one fast ride.
Driver, slow down. That car is turning to that estate.
What do you want me to do? Go to the left.
No, stop here.
Okay.
$5.
Hey, thanks, ma'am. Car opens and closes.
car drives off.
I wonder if this is just a wild goose. Mom can be out here. Not if he's wounded.
Car driving off.
That car, it sounded like, oh, but it couldn't be. It is. It's Lamont. Lamont.
Marco, Marco. What in heavens? What in heaven's names are you doing here?
Oh, Lamont. Then it wasn't true. You weren't shot. Dr. Evans didn't operate on you.
Oh, so you're that mood last boom.
The papers are full. I tried to find you at your office, at home, at your club, everywhere.
Oh, I'm very sorry, Marco. I should have known you were here. I was very busy afternoon. How did you get here?
I called Dr. Evans' car. He just drove through the gates. What's happening, Lamont? Are you trying to find out why he said he'd operated on the shadow? Is someone
hurting? Oh, no, Dr. Evans, that's more like in touch with him in my head in this special matter.
Hi. Is someone after him? Threatening him?
Mary, also the owner of this estate, the banker of Dubris, and Martin, the concert pianist.
Are you going to help him?
I'm interested in Dr. Evans. He's a great doctor and a great humanitarian. His life is in danger.
Is there anything I can do?
Oui, Marco, keep your eye on the house. If you see a light go on and off, twice in one, one of the windows, drive to the nearest telephone and notify the police to come to the Dubris estate.
I'll watch for the signal.
Okay, bon.
I suppose there's no use my asking you to be careful.
No, Marco, but I'll try. I'll try to avoid really putting our hands in the trouble from removing a bullet from a shadow.
Music, come to the table.
Oh, that's all very well for you to say, Evans. Your turn hasn't come, but it will. If we three sitting here, you or me or Martin don't get Corvette when he comes here tonight, we will be next on his list. You or Martin?
Don't concern yourself with that, Gabriel. I'm not afraid of Corvette.
Oh, you'll change your mind if he manages to kill me, Martin.
I wonder what it's like to die. What do you think, Gabriel? Or do you ever think of anything but your fat stomach or money?
Why you?
That's no time to argue. I have more to do. What's that, man? I hear you have quite an experience today. Wait on this man who calls himself the Shadow.
Yes, that's what I want to talk to you about.
There's a man, Gabriel, the Shadow. He might save you from Corvée.
Oh, what could he do? If he had the best private detectives in the country trying to find some trace of Corvée, ever since he's escaped from Devil's Island again 6 months ago.
Oh, by the way, no. I always wondered if police were hiding after his escape 20 years ago.
Corvée was a murderer. We were innocent men.
And also, who betrayed me, Dubril, the time I tried to escape alone, the first time.
Martin Dubril, now listen to me. A moment ago, you were talking about Shadow. Well, he isn't I. He didn't operate on him. I know, so I hope he brought Shadow. Get in touch with me.
Did he?
Yes, he's coming here tonight to help us.
I've always been curious to see this Shadow.
You won't see him. No man has ever seen him, but he'll be here.
Evans, for a man of intelligence, you're talking like a fool. The age of ghosts and mystic presences.
You're wrong. Gabriel, you're wrong. Because I'm a doctor, I can readily accept the fact that the Shadow is a master of the powers of mental suggestion. Massive notice. Recent experiments have proved conclusively that...
Rubbish!
Allow me to convince him, Dr. Evans.
What? What was that? Who spoke that?
The Shadow, Gabriel. You do not accept the theory of my power, of invincibility, but perhaps you will accept the fact, for I am here.
Sit down, Dubril. You'd rather pay him.
If I am to help you, you will all sit down. Sit down at the table here. I understand there is a little time to lose, but I must know the whole story, the truth, if I am to help you.
Who is the I don't know. Sit there, Martin, and you there, Dubril.
Be quiet, Martin. Dr. Evans, I will help you if I can, but there's one gap in the chain of events leading up to the moment.
I'll tell you anything, Evans.
Oh, God.
I was just kidding. Oh. I'll tell you anything I know, Shadow.
Then tell me this. When and under what circumstances did Corvette first threaten you with your lives?
It was the last day we spent in the open boat in which we escaped from Devil's Island, 20 years ago. Storms had blown us off our course. Our food was gone. Our water was exhausted. Corvette, the only one who knew how to navigate as well, he was still gone from hunger and thirst. Water, water!
Oh, be quiet, Corvette. There is no water. The cask is empty.
You
can't do real, all of you. You've been drinking my share. Give me that bucket. Give me a drink out of that bucket.
Don't do it. Salt water will kill him.
What does it matter, Dr. Evans? 17 days in this open
boat. What does it matter, Dr. Evans? 17 days in this open boat. Nights of storm, the days of blazing heat.
I am the Shadow.
Water, water. I tell you, I'm dying. You're not giving me my share. You're stealing my water. I die. I'm the only one who knows navigation.
Be patient, Corvée. It may rain tonight. By the way, how did we get in this boat?
Okay, go. We may as well be back on Devil's Island. At least there was some water there.
Great.
bread. Bread.
Bread.
A crust, just a crust of bread and water.
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 Bread.
There's no bread, Corbet. The last crust went 3 days ago.
Chingy, Chingy, you only brought me along to steal the boat that we're on. That we materialized in the middle of the Pacific. And now I'm from you to death. You don't have to live, but I will live. I'll get you for this. I'll live to kill every one of you for this. You, Real, you, Martin, and you, Evans. Oh, shut up, Evans. You're a bum. You know what's good. Look! Martin, Debril, seagulls! What does it matter? We have no gun.
I know, but don't you see? Seagulls never fly far from land or a ship.
Look. To the west! Land! Land! Land!
You're right! There to the southwest! You can see the sun on the moons! We're safe, Freeland! Corvée, Corvée, sit up! Sit up! Look! We've sighted land! We've food and water! Plenty for everybody!
Corvée, you tried to kill me. Starve me to death! I'm going to live until the last one of you is dead!
Dead? So you see, that's how it all began. And now Corvée is free! You're out to get us, Shadow!
But, what makes you so sure it was Corvée?
Well, it couldn't be anyone else.
Corvée, right? He sent you Brielle, that thing on the cable.
An oblong box!
Yes, yeah, Shadow. Notice its shape. It's a miniature coffin, beautifully carved.
Coffin was really carved!
Yes!
Yeah! Because it was handy with a knife.
The oblong shape.
But still, it does not follow that he is one.
Except for one thing, Shadow. When the lid of the coffin is raised, it's a music box, and that tune is playing is the one that we used while planning our escape from Devil Island. Remember? Only one of us knew.
I remember.
Brill, Corvée, Martin, and myself.
Stop it, and stop it! Stop that cursed thing! Stop it, I tell you! I can't stand this! Sounding picking wood! So you have a conscience, eh, Dubriel? That Dane refrains or calls the past, doesn't it? Stop talking about it! Looks as though Corvée meant business, doesn't it?
Don't sit there conniving over me. Don't forget, your turn maybe next, maybe tonight even.
I'm not forgetting anything, Dubriel.
You better steady yourself, Dubriel.
I'll get you a drink. Oh, never mind. There's the decanter. I'll pour it myself. Oh, that tune, where's it coming from? I smashed the coffin!
What happened, Dubriel? It's the decanter in your hand.
Yell and smash your glass.
Crash! Someone! He's the decanter! Corvée! He did it! He's here! He's in the mouse tonight!
Dubriel, where are you going?
My room! I don't trust anybody! I'll be safe there behind locked doors, and... and if Corvée comes, I'll be ready for him!
Wait, Dubriel, wait!
Let him go, Dr. Evans!
He shouldn't be left alone! Corvée may carry out his threat!
Are you sure it was Corvée?
What do you mean it must be? It couldn't be anyone else. The coffin, the decanter are his warning.
I know, but you said four of you knew the signal. Are you sure? It isn't one of you.
Of course not.
I thought you said the Shadow was here to help us.
I am. But I am content to leave events lead themselves to a logical conclusion.
You mean... you won't use your power to save us from him?
I shall use my power at the moment it is required. Dr. Right now, for instance, look out the table. There's nowhere the decanter was standing.
Good heavens! Corvée has been here! Listen to this, Martin! You are... and you will die tonight, Raymond Dubriel!
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, only $3.12. You buy a soap shaped like Mandy Moore... also shaped like a dolphin, mixed together. We call it a centaur dolphin.
Oh, yeah.
And that's all I have to say for this commercial. That gun in your hand won't save you. Dubriel. Hey, Dubriel, please wake up. For instance, I have come for you.
Laughter.
Ha!
So you come, Corvée. Why, you poor, deluded fool. You think I'd let you kill me? I've been awake, waiting here in the dark for you to come. Strike of a match, a little light. So you've grown beard since the last time I saw you, Corvée. And your hair is gray.
That, as I said before, Dubriel, that gun in your hand won't save you, Dubriel. If I die, I will take you with me.
Listen, Corvée, I didn't steal your food in the open boat. I swear it.
Oh? You also betrayed me to the Popos. You told them where to find me, and I am not the only one whom you betrayed, am I, Dubriel? You betrayed Martin the time he tried to escape alone, didn't you?
Yes, but what do you care, Corvée? He wouldn't take me with him, but I did not betray you.
A question. Have you paid Martin for those 100 lashes and those 100 days of bread and water? That's right, Water. Water he got because you betrayed him.
It was I.
Dubril, remember how we passed long days in that... remember how we passed the long days in that open boat throwing knives?
Don't raise that knife, Corbett!
We got so good we seldom missed.
I'll shoot you if you move.
Martina was the best. You may shoot me, Dubril. You may shoot me, Dubril, but my knife is missed.
You will help me, Evans? Wait a minute, Corbett. I don't think a deal with you. Listen, Corbett. You go out and get Evans and Martin, too. If you throw around that knife, I will shoot you, and you will never help them. Never.
As you began to say before, you would help me kill Evans? I know he's here, in the house!
Yes! I hate Evans and Martin, too! I will help you get to them.
So
you would betray Dr. Evans to save yourself, Dubril.
Why the shadow? Corbet, don't be afraid. Corbet, don't be afraid. Clint. He's only a man. But some trick that he make, that he can make himself invisible. He's flesh and blood. Quick, lock the door. We'll deal with it first.
After that, he won't be getting out.
Now, Shadow, why need to stop us? Speak, I dare you to speak.
Listen where his voice comes from, Dubril. Then shoot, and do it quickly. Oh, that tune. Where is it coming from? Listen, as I said before, Dubril, where his voice comes from.
The sound of glass.
Then prepare to shoot, and do it quickly.
No! The shot would bring Adam to my time. Throw your knife, Corbet!
Make him speak. I will not miss.
Speak up, Shadow. We will find you anyway. You can't get out.
I am here in the corner.
In the far corner! In the far corner! Throw your knife, Corbet!
Fuck!
Oh, you missed.
But he was there!
No, but only my voice was there.
Spot over the citizens.
Yes, I will shoot now. Yes, I will shoot. But not the Shadow. He came here to help us catch you, Corbet, and he has. Your knife. It is gone now, Corbet. You are helpless. And now, I will deal with you.
Good time. You treacherous snake. You fool. You think I'd carry only one knife? This one is for you.
Oh, you devil! I take you with me, Corbet. Dubril! Open the door! Dubril!
Dubril is dead, Dr. Evans.
Yes! Corbet, you kept his wound! Keep his word! Where is he?
Look there on the floor by the window.
Corbet! That's Corbet!
Dubril tried to save his life by promising to help that man kill you.
Dubril offered to help Corbet kill me?
Look closely! Dr. Evans, remove the gray wig and the false beard.
It's Martin!
Yes! Martin disguised as Corbet.
Still alive! Breathing!
Get away from
me. Martin! Get away from me, Evans. Don't touch me. I hate you both. Why did you do this, Pierre? Why? Pierre Martin, why? I hated Dubril because he betrayed me on Devil's Island. I hated you, Evans, because you have got things that I always wanted. Success, fame, glory. It was I that sent the musical coffin. The warning note. I knew you'd think I was Corbet. I got Dubril, but Corbet will get you, Evans. He's after you. He will get you. He will kill you, eh? Martin! Not breathing. Dead.
Yes, Dr. Evans. He's dead. You are quite safe now.
You forgot Corbet.
Oh. I knew it was not Corbet. It had to be Martin or Dubril.
What? Why didn't you stop them?
Martin or Dubril were both criminals plotting to kill you. If I'd stopped them, your life would have been in danger as long as you would have lived. Hating you always for having tamed the things that life denied them.
But you forget, Shadow. Corbet may find you. Succeed where Martin failed.
Never. I learned the whole story of all of you before I saw you.
Yes?
Everything, Dr. Evans. Your escape from Devil's Island after Dubril's betrayal from Martin that resulted in hundreds of lashings. His resolve for vengeance from the authorities of Devil Island. I learned the truth about Corbet's last escape.
Yes. I see now why he hated us. But what about Corbet?
You are safe now, Dr. Evans. Safe from Corbet. The chain of logic is complete. 3 months ago, The bleached skeleton was found on a deserted beach. It has just been identified as the body of Kover.
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The shadow knows.